A coalition of groups that promote multiculturalism in the Berkshires recently proposed a welcoming resolution to skeptical leaders in Lee, Massachusetts. On Tuesday, November 20th, Lee residents stood with representatives of Berkshire Interfaith Organizing and Multicultural Bridge, which stands for Berkshire Resources for Integration of Diverse Groups Through Education, to hear the town select board consider a so-called welcoming resolution.
We already do this in the town of Lee. We feel we're a welcoming town, and we don't have any issues with anyone.
Board member Patricia Carlino was responding to the resolution's text, which calls on the town of about 6,000 to acknowledge and celebrate its diversity and, quote, the need to provide a safe community for all residents. It commits Lee to, quote, ensure the civil liberties of all persons and enforce protection from discrimination regardless of their demographic characteristics. The resolution lists factors like race, skin color, national or ethnic origin, gender, gender identity, sexual orientation, mental or physical disability, immigration status, religious beliefs and activities, age, and health and economic status. Carlino's sentiment that the statement was redundant for Lee proved to be a recurring theme among the town's three selectmen. But Gwendolyn Van Sant, the CEO and co-founder of Multicultural Bridge, based in Lee, said the statement would just formalize what the selectmen already knew.
Right now we just want to have a resolution that states that Lee is doing what it's doing, is welcoming and treating all residents the same and treating them as, you know, people that have, you know, opportunity for, you know, safety and trust in the community.
My issue is some of the language.
Select Board Chair David Consolati's first stated concern was with the statement's mention of immigration status and how it pertained to town police.
But if they arrest them and they're not here legally, I'm not tying my police chief's hands to not report them or not do whatever he needs to do.
Agreeing with Carlino that Lee is already a welcoming community, Consolati pushed the petitioners for more.
I want to know what you're really looking for. Because this is nothing. There's something else coming that you want or need or think you should have, and I'd like to know what that is before I approve this.
You may be doing a lot, but the community doesn't know it, so the residents don't know that.
Again, Van Sant.
So the value of a resolution is that everybody that steps into Lee knows that you do all those things, because I don't know that. We've been at this for 18 months trying to figure it out. We found affirmative action policy, we've called different people in the town, but this is what the resolution would do. It would be a front and center statement saying that everything that you all do and that you hold true is known to everybody and accessible and visible.
She noted that the group had worked with Lee Police Chief Jeffrey Russo, plus other law enforcement officers around the county, like Pittsfield Police Chief Michael Wynn and Great Barrington Police Chief William Walsh, about how they handle immigration issues. Consolati expressed skepticism that anyone in Lee had experienced discrimination around that issue and pushed Van Sant to clarify what would follow the resolution.
I see this as your first foot through the door. There is something else coming beyond this, and I'd like to know what that is.
Van Sant said after Great Barrington passed a similar resolution, the group worked with the town to make sure it was communicated to key groups.
It just could be a sharing of information so that we can also disseminate that out to the community. I don't have a prescribed next step, but I wouldn't want to say to you that there isn't a next step.
Carlino seemed to be warming up to the idea.
I kind of understand what you're saying, that yes, we do all these things now, but how do you let the general public know that we do these things now?
But Consolati suggested agreeing to the statement was a step too far.
I'm not about to make a political statement about these things. I agree with 90% of what you have here. And I think we already deal with 90% of this, but there is a gray area in everything in this life.
Although the resolution has no explicit guidelines for the town, Consolati said it would limit Lee's ability to react to, quote, unforeseen circumstances. Van Sant pushed back.
You do know that there are places in our communities that people aren't safe, right? So the fact that Lee is
there's
a place
places everywhere in the world that aren't safe.
Right. So it would be great to know that Lee, Massachusetts is a place.
But
that
making
is
the statement doesn't make them any safer.
It lets people know.
After more back and forth, Consolati revealed that he interpreted the welcoming resolution as a slight to Lee.
To make this statement to me is something that's a bit offensive as well, because you're assuming that we're not that way.
Again, Van Sant.
I mean, it's not an accusation. It's saying, join us in letting people know Berkshire County is a safe place, and you're one of the towns that's willing to post that up and let everybody know.
Reinout von Wagdendonk is a Lee resident who immigrated to the U.S. about 40 years ago. He became an American citizen in 2016. He noted that the judge who presided over his swearing-in mentioned welcoming American attitudes due to anti-immigration statements during that year's elections. Van Wagdendonk summarized the judge's remarks, noting the value in making official statements despite assumptions about prevailing attitudes.
And so in spite of what you hear political candidates say, it goes without saying that Americans do not believe this. It goes without saying that the American way is to accept you all. And then he pauses. It goes without saying, but I want to say it anyway. And so that is what I would like to ask us as a community and Lee to do with this resolution, with some words on paper. You know, we are a welcoming community. Perhaps it goes without saying, but I think we should say it anyway.
The third selectman, Thomas Wickham, joined Carlino in a cautious acceptance of the resolution.
I don't want to get in an argument or a thing where we're stating it because we don't do it, or we're stating this because we feel we don't do it, or somebody else feels we don't do it. You know, we're not making the statement. That's not why we're making the statement. We do this. So if we make a statement, it's just reaffirming what we do. And I'm okay with that.
This past Sunday, November 11th, we celebrated 5 years of being an open and affirming church in Lee.
Barbara Mahoney, a congregant at Lee's First Congregational Church, brought the church's statement of its open nature literally off the wall of the building to share with the select board. She proudly noted that the congregants had overwhelmingly voted to adopt it.
We said, no matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcomed here. And this was ratified November 17, 2013.
The last speaker from the assembled group was Thomas Ramirez, who emigrated from Guatemala to the United States 14 years ago. Ramirez said life under the Trump administration has changed things for some in the country. He asked town leaders to think of Lee's future.
I agree with Dave Consular when he said about we already do that, and I can give that for true because I've been living here for 8 years. But I think it's important to continue doing that for the other generation, so and they can have the same feeling in this country, in this town, just like I had in the past 7 years.
Consolati concluded by saying that the resolution itself was useless without the belief to support it.
The people I know in this community, the people that sit on this board, already believe it. So regardless of whether you want to write it on a piece of paper and hang it on a wall is irrelevant, because we already believe it, and the people that I know in this community already believe it. So if this makes you feel better, then we'll discuss it and see what we can do. But in the hearts of the people who live here, it's already being done. And I don't know how to explain that any easier to anybody else.
The select board told the group to check in again in the new year as it reviews the resolution with a working group, including the police chief, the board of health, and others. Van Sant suggested a member of the faith community also be involved, but the select board insisted on performing its own deliberations first. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.